And welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. My name is Michael Griffiths, founder of Referral Marketing Guru. There's a big mistake I constantly see people make all the time. And it's not about, well, should I use a particular piece of software or technology to get more referrals? Should I be on this platform or should I go to networking events or who should I talk to? It's got to simply do with how well do you understand human connection and human relationships. Because it's really easy in today's world to get caught up with technology. We do things through email, through social platforms, through our smartphones, through our computers, that when you think all the way back 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago, people passed referrals to those they simply had a connection, relationship, and they liked and trust them. So when we focus on back then, what took place? Well, people would meet, people would have lunches, people would have drinks, people would go to the golf club, country club, people would go to networking events. See, back then, that was it. There wasn't technology, there wasn't social platforms. You couldn't reach every single person all around the globe pretty much at a click of a button. So things were very different. Well, as we move now into today's world, the common underlying foundation has not changed. For people to want to refer business to you, they need to know you, like you, trust you. There needs to be some sort of connection there. There needs to be a relationship there. They need to actually want to help you. And if you don't factor that in, or if you don't actually have that in your thought process, then really, it doesn't matter what else you do, it's not going to work. It's really that simple. So turning up to a networking event and handing out business cards, or jumping onto Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, whatever your favorite platform happens to be, and connecting with people and sending them a message. If the underlying factor is not there of human connection, then in the end, your referral relationship isn't going to work out. So what should we actually be looking at? What should we be concentrating on? How do we actually then make sure that in today's world, with all of this technology and with our instant gratification and with the ability to be able to do things there and then on the spot, how do we make sure that the lessons of the past can still be applied today? So when you look at it, I'm going to pass you business if I feel I want to help you. That's pretty much the underlying factor there. If I feel like I want to help you, then I'm going to be able to do things to be able to pass you business. So what creates that feeling of I want to help you? Because there's plenty of times where I'm sure you've said, I wouldn't do anything for that person. There's no way I want to help that person. There's no way I'm going to interact with that person. So what actually is the difference between the negative versus the positive? When you start looking into it, we start looking into more around human relationship, a human connection. What are the things that makes you, and for every single person, this is slightly different. There are some core elements for every single person just because of our own core needs. But what are the things that has somebody on your radar and you wanting to help versus the complete opposite? Well, a lot of the time, like attract like. You have certain types of people who are always going to be a magnet to you because that's who you are too. So a lot of your own personality will determine whether you have a connection with somebody else or not. Again, there's no right or wrong to what your personality is. It just is a matter of knowing that when a person is very similar to you in the way they think and in the way their values are, then it's much easier to feel connected to that person. If you had two people, one who loved going outdoors, being spontaneous, fun every chance they got, lots of adventures, and the other person was a complete opposite of that. They liked everything well planned. They would prefer to be indoors rather than outdoors. Doing a jigsaw puzzle was the most adventurous they'd like to be able to get. And there's nothing wrong with either of those people. They just probably aren't going to be real connected to each other. And therefore, through that lack of connection, very little is probably ever going to take place. See, your referral relationships, your referral partners, there's really no different to any other type of relationship that you have. So whether that be with a significant other, boyfriend, girlfriend, life partner, you're married, you're not, like all of those sorts of relationships that you've had, this really is no different. There needs to be a connection for the two people to get along and therefore want to be around one another. And if you don't want to be around one another, then definitely you're not going to pass referrals to each other. You're not going to help one another. You're not going to promote one another. You're not going to open doors for one another. And if you're not willing to do any of those things, then there is no point being in that referral relationship. So a lot of this comes down to you understanding you. What are the ticks that you're looking for in another person? So I've spoken on previous episodes around having five ticks. We've got to have the same mindset. We've got to have the same values. It's got to be fun. Then we've got to have the same sort of networks. So these are the things, because I understand my ticks, my rules, that I know really fast whether building a referral relationship with this person is going to be worthwhile or not. I can see in their language that they're using back to me. So when you start to understand the attributes of what that person should have or you'd like them to have, it actually has nothing to do with, do they have the most perfect network for me? Because they can have the most perfect network for you, and if you don't have the same attributes, personality types, want to do things for each other, then it doesn't matter. I'm sure that we've got thousands of people who've got the most ideal networks for us. And there's probably half of them which we would never do anything with. Because your referral relationship, your referral partner comes down to the connection you have with one another. And that connection is no different to really any other type of relationship you have. It's built on, yes, no like and trust, but it's built on a human bond, human relationship elements. And the underlying factor is we like to be around people who are similar to ourselves. So maybe understanding all of that might change where do you go and look for your referral partners. Are there maybe some attributes within you that you want to now change so that maybe you attract a different type of referral partner? See, nothing has to be everything can change as soon as you want it to. But it's about understanding referral relationships aren't based on simply, I'm going to help your business, you're going to help my business, we both sell to the same sorts of people, let's go. Sure, there's an element of that that's important and needs to be there. But if your referral relationship is going to last, if it's going to make sure that it's going to stand the test of time and be still going 2, 3, 5, 10 years down the track, then the human bond element is most important. Hopefully that's been a bit insightful, something to think about. When you look at your referral sources, your referral partners right now, maybe now you can start to see why some work really well and some don't. And how can you fix the ones up that maybe aren't working as well? We all have a need for connection. And that's what ensures that things work great within referral relationships, the connection. This is the first time that you're joining us. Make sure you subscribe either on iTunes, Spotify, Get More Referrals Today. Jump over to our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru. Grab your 9-point referral game plan from michaelgriffiths.com.au/plan. And come join us over in our $1 million referral network free Facebook group. All the links are in the descriptions below. Till next time, I look forward to talking to you real soon. Take care, everyone.